Good night, radio listeners. I'm Apostle Janice James of Sharma Outreach Movement. Sharma Outreach Movement is a faith-based organization that reaches out to people, taking them from where they are to where God wants them to be, to a place of wholeness, fulfillment, and purpose in Jesus Christ. The aim of this series of our Reaching Out program is to just reach out to believers in particular and to the backslider to help them improve their outcomes by improving their relationship with God and their actions so that they can live the new life of a kingdom citizen and get the kind of results they so desire in their life. We hope that by what we say and do, non-believers will desire to become believers. Now today we continue our topic, Becoming Unstuck. To discuss this step-by-step process with me are Minister Alenia Hendricks.
Good night, radio listeners.
Minister Elizabeth Purcell Sajran.
Good night, radio listeners.
And Prophetess Sharian Ali.
Good night, radio listeners.
Now, remember in our last session, we began looking at the first thing to begin to become unstuck, which is telling yourself the truth. We said that it is important to tell yourself the truth because when you face your truth, you can be set free. We highlighted the fact that many of us either ignore the truth or hide from it by ignoring that still small voice of God that persistently speaks, if only we would listen. We did an exercise which we made available to you on our Sharma Outreach Movement Facebook page. You were asked a number of probing questions to help you dig deep so that you can become unstuck. Today, we will focus on building a case for God's amazing track record in our life. We start off with a declaration. Today, I choose to open my eyes to the amazing miracles that have already occurred in my life.
Today, I choose to open my eyes to the amazing miracles that have already occurred in my life.
Opportunities I couldn't have made happen by myself.
Opportunities I couldn't have made happen by myself.
Blessings I did not expect that showed up at the perfect hour.
Blessings I did not expect that showed up at the perfect hour.
And people who crossed my path at the right time.
And people who crossed my path at the right time.
When I notice what God has already done.
When I notice what God has already done.
It strengthens my faith.
It strengthens my faith.
For what he can do now.
For what he can do now.
Amen, amen, amen. Yes. Now today, have your pen and your writing pad ready as we help you to build a case for God's track record in your life. You will be encouraged to stop pointing to the reasons why you can't move forward and start highlighting the reasons you can. You can bounce back from whatever setback and succeed in the face of challenging odds. As you notice what went well in the past, you will gain confidence for your future.
Amen.
Amen. For one thing, I want to remind our radio listeners, Apostle, is that as we do these exercises, remember, doubt can sneak upon you. And doubt is one of the main ways the enemy kills, steals, and destroys your dreams. So be careful that doubt does not consume you as we proceed forward.
That is so true, Minister Elizabeth. You know, because God has given us an amazing life. That's his plan for us. But if we are going to live this amazing life that God has ordained for us, we have to be equipped with much faith. And one of the quickest ways that we could operate in faith is to just constantly remind ourselves of God's track record in our lives.
So true. Because oftentimes we forget what God has done in our lives.
Yeah.
Yes. So today we're saying, hello, yes. Let's keep a track record. Let's go back.
Yes.
Right? And write it down. So let's begin. When you look back over your life, people, what are the three greatest ways God brought you through a challenge or set you up for victory? Things to consider could include your family life, your health, your relationships, your finance, your work, your business, or anything of the sort.
Well, I can testify about my finances, where God brought me through a challenge and brought blessings that I did not expect that showed up at the perfect hour. It was a couple years back when my husband and I were looking to purchase a new home, and we needed a specific sum of money to make on the down payment towards the home. And it was a challenge for us because we didn't know where that money would come from, because it was a large sum of money. And so we prayed and we were trusting God. And eventually, there was a sum of money was deposited into our account based coming from a back pay that the government was owing to us. And the amazing thing about that is that the sum of money that was deposited into the account was the exact sum of money that we needed to close that deal on the house.
Wow.
Mm. Whoa.
Yeah, that's so amazing. And it just reminds me of my own journey to becoming a lawyer. And you know, when I just started law school, around that time, I had recently given my life to the Lord. And at that same time, all the financial assistance that I was getting from my parents had just cut off. The only financial assistance I was getting was this $400 from my grandparents. You know, and when I had to consider, how am I going to get through law school to buy books, suits, everything? You know, but God said, just trust me. I want you to sow all of it. And I did it reluctantly at first. But, you know, from the first day I obeyed, that was the beginning of a whirlwind experience where every single need I had for those next 2 years were met, from things as simple as food to big things as books, all the way up to graduation. God made everything possible for me. And he did this simply by connecting me to this influential group of people that I would never have been in my mind. They would never want to be friends with me. You know, but when I started, God made this connection and he used them to bless me to see that every single need was met in abundance.
Wow. Mm.
Wow.
Isn't our God amazing?
Wow. Faithful. Yeah. Faithful.
Yeah, yeah, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, God come true for us in the nick of time, and the Lord came true for me in one of a challenging moment of my life when I left an abusive home. And it was this one moment where he called me to get funds for my daughter. And when I reached there, it didn't happen. He had his own intentions. And I remember being on the road and he was harassing me and roughing me up. And right there, a guy pulled up with his car and he said, stop that. And you know, I don't know, something about this man clearly caused him to be afraid, because he stopped what he was doing. And the man instructed him to go directly to the police station. He told me to also go to the police station. He told him, I will meet you all there. But I never saw that individual again. I don't even know what the man looked like. But I just wanted to say, God sent that person at the right time to help me in that situation. So I just want to say, thank God for that. He come true. He comes true.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
I know.
Amen.
I also want to testify of God's faithfulness towards me in a health issue. You know, some years ago, I had a health issue that was, it caused excruciating pain. I mean, it was really bad. And this health issue lasted basically a little over a year. And during that time, you're talking about night and day was constant pain. You know, I would sit lying on my bed and just crying out to God for him to heal me. And I remember during some months into the health issue, I got a prophetic word that the Lord said that he will heal me and I have to stand on his word. But you know, in the midst of your pain, sometimes we just forget what God said. And I had made an appointment with the health institution, the hospital, to do the operation. And I did get through to do the operation. So I end up in the hospital. So while in the hospital, the doctor came across to my bed and he said, you know, we canceled the appointment and you have to start the process all over again because theater backup. So I made up my mind at that very point of time, you know, something, I am not going back through that process. And when I did that making up of my mind, the Holy Spirit remember what I told you some months before, I am going to heal you.
And I said, Lord, right there at that hospital bed, I said, Lord, I'm going to stand on your word. I'm going to believe that you're going to heal me. And it was less than a month's time from making that declaration to God. The Lord stepped in and he healed me. And the night when it happened, it was an instant. I knew when he healed me that night because the pain stopped instantly and I knew I was healed. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Wow. Amen. Mm-hmm. I remember that so well, Cherry. Mm-hmm. Yes. So if God did these things, people of God, what else could he do in your life is the question. What do you need to trust God to do now? What do you need to, you know, what do you, Liz, what do you need?
Well, I am trusting God for salvation for my family. I would like to see every single one of them receive Christ as their Lord and Savior.
And I am trusting God for expansion of my business. I know he's going to establish my law firm.
I'm trusting God for a financial breakthrough, for him Amen. To come through for me in Amen. That area.
So myself as well, Minister Kantra, you know, I'm trusting God for financial stability.
Yes. Amen.
Yes, but, you know, when you take that track record and you go back, guess what? For whatever you're trusting God for now, based on what he did before, you have something to stand on.
Yes, okay? True.
So this faith bank that we are doing now is an important exercise so that you can become unstuck. If you understand what we're doing, faith bank, build a faith bank, build a faith bank, build a faith bank. So we're encouraging people who are listening to build your faith bank. And so that you'll be able to see just how God has been good to you. That's what you'll be able to use it for. To see just how God has been good to you. Mm-hmm. To see how his amazing power, how it was orchestrated on your behalf.
Yes.
Like people testifying.
Yes.
How many times you have doubted God and God still come true for you.
Yes.
Faithful. Yes, the fact that all things work together for good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. But what will happen when we really trust God? Because he come true when we times when we really trust him, you know? He still come true. Yes. What will happen when we really trust God?
Imagine that.
Amen. And so we have come to the end of our program for this Saturday, our regional program. And so let's bow our hearts together as we pray.
Hallelujah. Lord, today we ask you to increase our faith. We know, Lord, that without faith, it is impossible to please you. So, Lord, help our unbelief. Help us to see the power you have unleashed numerous times in our lives. Today, we will set out to build a bank of evidence for your track record in our lives. We will use our bank of evidence as the foundation to believe for more than we could ever ask, think, or imagine. Help us to believe in that power to free us and propel us forward. With you, we know that all things are possible, and we believe it. And today, we purpose to act like we believe it. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. This is Apostle Janice James saying, we are looking forward to reaching out to you on the second and the fourth Saturday of each month. In our next session on the 27th of March, we will continue our topic on becoming unstuck. Now, together with my precious team, we say,
Jesus loves you just as you are.
Goodbye.